Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB.
I am finally back. Shit, fucking long time. It feels like ages.
Oh, so back. Long.
Your godfather of craft beer, Cody. Thank you. Fucking Galactus.
It's only been 7 months, don't worry. I got a lot of free shit on this desk right next to me.
You know, I'm not going to wait. You keep talking, my friend. I'm just going to start drinking. I'm in the mood right now.
I mean,
I'm just going to start drinking.
I got free cigars here. I got free hats over here. So I just want to thank West Coast Whiskey Club and Blue Run for inviting me out to this event. And I also want to thank Tequila Ranch over out in Paramount, California. That's the Tequila Ranch market over there.
Tequila Ranch, always a great time there.
Always hooking it up too with the I'm in love with this little mate flask. I'm not gonna lie, that guy gave us or gave me.
Flask is awesome. T-shirt I got was awesome. That was delicious. Oh, everything we tried a lot. Pretty much everything we tried in that was pretty delicious.
You are wearing a shirt from our first time there.
Yeah, my first time wearing that at I love this fucking shirt. It's actually one of my favorite shirts. The Tequila Corazon de Agave shirt with that agave plant on there. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Fucking beautiful.
I'm in love with my Blue Run hats. These are my babies right here. So, I'm just loving everything. So, yeah, shout out to all those people for hooking us up or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that Graham Ponche, that Mexicano, that pre-mailed, what was it, cocktail pretty much. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Yeah, man. What delicious. I love about it is it didn't have all that artificial sugar bullshit in it.
So. Right. Right. Yeah. The flavor is unlike anything you've ever tried before because it's weird tasting natural shit because of something like that. You know what I mean?
I definitely plan on buying some of those bottles, especially when it comes around cocktail month.
Those are delicious.
Even when it comes around tequila month.
And then, shout out to El Silencio. Mezcal as well. That shit was fire. Mm-hmm. All stuff we tried. That Black Magic, insane.
Yeah, that color looked like some fucking ooze shit.
It looked like a fucking symbiote, dude. Legit looked like a symbiote.
Every time I sipped it, I kept hearing Eminem in my fucking head for some reason. Or whatever.
I thought the shit was going to start talking to me.
Yeah, it kept saying, Venom. You know, Venom. For some reason, I started like twitching down the street as I was walking or whatever and shit. I was like, oh shit. The symbioso got a hold of me or whatever. I could see Cody as Carnage. I could see that. He's a little maniac.
Yeah, that would fit.
Yeah.
Cletus Cassidy. I mean, we both have, Hayes somewhere in our name. It fits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little chaotic myself, you know.
I'm a chaotic one himself.
Yeah, I see that.
Man, let's just get right into it. What are you sipping on over there, Cody? Because you ain't been sipping on a while. Let's
get right into this, man. Actually, I've been having this for a while. I actually used this on a cocktail month we had late last year. Mm-hmm. So this is part of that cocktail, but I never viewed the spirit by itself, though. Mm-hmm. I figured, oh, why the fuck not? This is actually a pretty popular spirit in the rum game, if you will. This is
Is that Mount?
Mount Gay. Black Barrel Double Cask Blend right there.
Yeah, that's some solid rum right there.
Yeah. So I thought, hey, give this a roll right here. So this cask, we got an American whiskey and deep charred bourbon cask.
By the way,
right
people, I'm tired as shit. Okay, I've been recording all day. All right, so I'm tired as shit. I'm working on another project and I've been recording all fucking day. So I'm tired. All right, shit. And then a lot of drinking like yesterday. So. Ooh.
Got a lot going on the nose. I'm getting a black pepper note in the back end. Almost like a dark cherry. Mm-hmm. A lot of red, a lot of stone red fruit I'm getting this. Smells very rich. Mm-hmm. Very, this nose is actually, a really good nose. Mm. I get a bit of like a caramel toffee kind of thing going on in the nose too.
Is it like
it just smells like a... It smells like a great dessert. You know what? It's like something like a raspberry mixed with like a caramel and even like a chocolate almost, if you will.
Is it like a Michael Jackson nose or a Kyrie Irving kind of nose?
More of the chocolate. I would say more of the chocolate robust. I'll say more like Kyrie Irving, I would say.
Okay.
Or are we talking right. Michael Jackson pre-surgery? That would be a different answer to this.
Post-surgery, because he didn't have a nose.
Oh, no, yeah, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, nose is gone.
Yeah.
The Kyrie Irving nose one time.
Man, this nose is so good, it makes you like look forward to seeing what it's like on the palate. So I hope it lives up to the nose. That's actually one of the best noses I've had this year. That nose smelled great. Mm. So, but dig in. Wow.
Does it smell like does it smell like what was that one bottle? Hold on, it's coming to me. It was a beautiful drink. El Dorado 15, right? Does it smell like that, beauty?
That bullshit. Fuck that spirit. Yes. I'm so glad we tried that outside the show. That would have been an angry ass review. It would have paid all that fucking money for that. Well, that's actually, I don't even think it's that expensive, but still. It's one of like the most highly sought after, I guess, highly coveted rums, I guess.
Fuck that. I'm reviewing it next week.
Whatever fucker there it is.
Hey, I'm reviewing that shit next week. Fuck that. That shit.
There it is. Okay. All right. Well, you throw the gauntlet down. There it is. El Dorado 15 review coming up.
Official. I don't need to.
You kind of already see what his opinion is going to sway.
Yeah.
Plus, he just had a bad batch.
I don't need to re-drink that motherfucker to remember. I remember the fucking notes on that bitch.
Yeah, that was
juice fruit.
That was terrible. Yeah, that was fucking awful. This is way better than fucking El Dorado 15. I can tell you that right now. Way leagues fucking better than that shit. This actually tastes like rum. First off. You can tell this is well made.
We had some bullshit tequila in that place too.
If it wasn't a tiki drink, don't buy the shit. Basically, that's what that spot is. It's literally a tiki bar. If it ain't tiki, don't fuck with it.
You know what was crazy about that night was half of that night was the best night ever, and then the second half of that night was
right.
The
other half, yeah, that shit turned into it.
You want to talk about ruining your palates after a good pour?
Yeah, you want to talk about danger of a head? I guess, like, turn back now. Don't go in there.
You know, we should just went home after that.
I was like, we should have known that shit was going to go sour as soon as we started tasting the bullshit. That's what we should have known.
I mean, after the Tesla tequila, we shouldn't have drank shit after that anyway, to be honest. Whatever.
Wait, that's where we had that Milagro, right? Is that where we had it?
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah, we should have known. That did not start the night off. Well, sorry, that second half of the night off, right? Nope.
Hey,
we should have been like, fuck this.
I had the best margarita I've ever had, and I had like the best tequila I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then it just went to the worst tequila.
It went south. To the worst. Another fucking spirit wasn't even planning on drinking on its own. Like, oh, El Dorado film? Yeah, let's get that. Let me sip that shit. Yeah, you know, El Dorado, fucking trash.
Because that shelf was bullshit, so I didn't want to drink anything else over that shelf. So I was
God. That's why I got to go to a dedicated. I never actually been to like a dedicated rum bar. Not like some tiki bullshit. Tiki bars are cool. They have their spot. They're fine. But
for sugar,
I like an actual rum bar. I got to check out. There's one I've been wanting to check out. I think it's called Conda.
Yeah, Conda. Yeah,
yeah. That's a dope one. It's like a $50 initiation fee. I gotta get in there. That sounds like speed.
Nah, man, you got to get some El Dorado 15. Just got to buy a bottle.
Fuck that. Nah, yeah, you can find it. Come with that next week, sir.
You could.
You spend your hard-earned dollars on fucking El Dorado 15.
I don't need to buy it again. I remember what it tastes like.
Oh, you already have?
Yeah.
Are you just going
to review? Fuck that. I need to spend $70 on that fucking bottle or whatever to remember what that tastes like. I got the notes. I wrote it down when I was sipping on it. Yeah, I wrote it down in my notes or whatever. I was like, I'm gonna remember this shit because this going on the worst of list. I mean, the best of list this year. So I want to be fair. Ooh.
Well, back to some better rum. You can tell this one was made with much more care. There's some interesting things going on in here, though. I must say, this some good. So not so good. Yeah, so I'm kind of stuck in the middle of the brain here because on the one hand, top of the palate, some nice things going on, nice amount of bitterness. You get that almost. I get along with the black pepper, I get a bit of a white pepper too. I get a bit of a dark cherry, almost like a raspberry kind of thing going on, and almost like a black strap molasses also thing kind of going on. And black those are asses. Nice. Black strap molasses.
I like black asses. Black asses. Yes,
we don't know. We all.
Yeah. They nice.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yeah, along with that. So, but the other side of that, this is where things kind of go off the rails for me. The more you sip on it, the more it's building up this medicinal aftertaste, which I do not like at all.
Ooh.
That is a turnoff. It's making me not want to sip this anymore.
It's artificial.
Yeah. And that double cast blend, a lot of that, well, if there is any influence, it's not coming through at all on the palate at any point throughout this entire journey. And I'm like six sips into this. I'm not getting any of that, unfortunately. Yeah, it's crazy because the front is fair. It's a pretty decent pour. The back end completely falls apart. I must say, this is especially given how great the nose was. This pour is pretty disappointing.
How much you paid?
Yeah,
for
it? I'm not a. This wasn't too expensive. I forgot how much I paid for it. I don't think it was more than 40. I think it was right around 30 or something like that. Maybe 35.
I can't remember last time I bought one of those bottles, but I think it was like 35, 42 somewhere.
Yeah. Around that. This is definitely a mixer for me. I'm not going to drink the straight anymore. I definitely use the better rum. I've had better rum. I remember that 4-score I had last year. That shit was delicious.
Shit, I remember that El Dorado 15 you had. Shit mind blowing.
Yeah, this is not doing it for me. Like I said,
you sound like it gets worse. Really good.
The nose is great, but the middle and the back end. Oh, also the. There's no finish in the medicinal bullshit either.
Oh, fuck this drink.
Yeah, it's just, for me, it's holding on. It's holding on dearly for dear life. This
it sounds like it's getting worse.
It's holding on for dear life.
Take another sip.
Because the nose is so great, this is going to get a 1.5. That's what I'm giving it.
Take another sip then and give me that one. Let's see about that. You want to drop that now to a 1?
No, I'll stick with a 1.5. It's a 1.5.
Yeah, you don't look that excited at all. You like, yeah. Yeah,
it's a 1.5. Well, I would never drink this straight again.
Well, I know what's going on in his top 5 now.
It might be on there. Yeah, it might be on there.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. No, it will be.
It's getting kind of late in the year. Yeah, so, yeah.
I was about to say, you only got so many left to fill that top 10 list, Cody. And people, I ain't talking about his best stuff. Yeah, so well, that you haven't given out that many ones and 1.5s this year, so I think we'll be revisiting this spirit at the end of the year, people.
Yeah, that wasn't good. I'm about to drink something else after this because it sucks. You know, yeah, it's getting a one. Fuck this. Never mind. This is, yeah. Who the fuck am I fooling? I'm up here trying to be all, nah, fuck that. Ah, I ain't got time for this nice shit. My level's got so much mileage, man. I ain't got time for this bullshit. Fuck this. This is getting a one.
Yeah, see?
This is getting a fucking one. Yeah, you're never going to hear about this shit next year. This is bullshit.
I told you. I can see the look of disgust on your face the more you kept sipping that shit.
Like, why? I'm only finishing this just because it ain't the worst thing I've had ever.
But, I mean, yeah, it's El Dorado 15, so.
No, it's not. That was much worse. But this is some bullshit.
I think, honestly, El Dorado 15 might have been the worst pour I've had.
Yeah, man. I don't think it comes really my spirit too much, man. I don't know. I had high expectations last year. It was kind of tight. It ain't really do well. So it's bullshit, actually, so far this year. I'm gonna lie to you.
Cody, you got one more week.
Rum might replace my skull. I just switch spirits every year. Rum might be that spirit this year, man. I don't know.
I think, hey, look, you got one more week to redeem yourself.
Yeah. I'm not excited about this shit at all, bro. I'm ready to just move on to the next fucking thing. I'm so not excited about next week.
That's why I know you're bullshitting when you say 1.5. Yeah,
like, I was trying to, I try to get fair chances and shit, but fuck that. The more it sinks in, and I come to my senses, I'm like, Cody, wake the fuck up, bro. What are you doing here? See, you know goddamn well this is not a fucking 1 point. It's a fucking one. That's what the fuck it is.
You look like you got to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning right now, the more you sip on that.
Exactly. Yeah, this shit put me to sleep not a good fucking way. This is not a good nightcap. This is a fuck you cap is what this is. I don't like this.
I will say this. If rum is replacing your mezcal or whatever, rum has been great for me this year, this month. I've had back-to-back last drops. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't get transported to your world then. Put a flash at it.
Hey, don't worry. Next week, I think that'll change. Man. Don't worry.
Yeah, shit, it better.
Yeah. Oh,
I got time for shit, man. Motherfucker, I just got back.
People, he just retired. He just quit right now, homie.
I don't want to come back to this shit. The fuck?
Dude, don't worry. I'm gonna make your life so much better tomorrow, next week, when I talk about El Dorado 15. I'm gonna talk in heavy detail.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be hilarious. They ain't gonna make it bullshit though, but I'm sure it'll be hilarious.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely coming with the heat next week. That's my goal next week. Next week, I will come with the fucking heat. It's gonna be fire. I guarantee. I'm gonna call it right now. It's gonna be a 3-hour at least, bare minimum.
El Dorado 12.
And if it's not, I got next time JB at a bar, first 2 rounds on me.
Are you gonna?
Bring I throw down the gauntlet.
You gonna bring El Dorado 12? Is what you're telling me?
Yeah, El Dorado 21.
Okay. I think that's like a prelude to the rating it's gonna get, huh?
Yeah. Hey, who knows? When that be? That would be beautiful right there.
Did you just say that? Wouldn't that be cathartic?
Yes, I did say that.
Why does that sound so heavenly? I don't
because it would be.
It would be. Well, I assume you would rather be waiting in that long ass line to get into Cork's new store than other than drinking that spirit you just drank right now.
No, why the fuck would I do that, Rain? I'm good. I love Court West and the boys, man, but I'm good. Man.
You see that video?
I ain't got time for that shit. Yeah,
umbrellas and shit.
Looking like motherfuckers line up for Phantom Menace in 99 and shit. Yeah, I saw that video. Yeah.
Hey, man, I love you guys. Whatever. I'm sorry we couldn't make it out, but I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I told Cody, I'm just going to be petty about it. I got low profile tires. I don't drive in rain. I'm sorry. So, because it only takes one for me to hit one speed bump.
Well, the problem is people literally turn mentally ill when it starts raining. They literally just forget how to drive, period. It's like, yeah. Hey, you motherfuckers never went to driving school? You just played Grand Theft Auto and just said, fuck it. We just hop in the car real quick.
It only takes
that's what the fuck it feels like.
It only takes one pothole for me to fuck up my rims, they cost.
It only takes one dumbass to cause a fucking 5-car pileup.
They've had a few of those today. I've been watching the news a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I heard some today. Yeah. People telling me today, like. I met people from out of town. It's like, yeah, I came here. I saw 3 accidents on the way. I was like, yep, sounds about right.
Yeah. He said only 3. Shit, I got
you. I should have said that. I was like, dang, like three, damn.
Damn, that's a record for LA.
Shit, you got below average. Yeah, shit.
So
that's a good rainy day.
Once Cody gave me the schedule of what time you want to do, I said, maybe I will just stop by over there a little bit. Then I saw that video of the motherfuckers with them umbrellas out, and I just went like, I'm just going to be real. JB don't wait in nobody motherfucking line, so... Damn sure don't wait in nobody line with no umbrella. I ain't Rihanna. Okay, I ain't Cody ain't Jay-Z, last I checked or whatever. Okay, so
hell no. No.
We ain't doing that. So yeah, because I would have used special friend privileges for that shit. I'd have been like, yo, you gotta let us in right away. So sorry. It's cold out here. So or actually hot out here. I don't know what the fuck it did.
Yeah, it's that humid weather that I fucking hate. I can't stand it. They make up your goddamn minds. That schizophrenia shit. Don't like it at all. Hate it.
Fucking with my allergies. So that's why I hate it. But real quick, Cody, before we wrap things up, I guess you got to knock off one of your hip hop artists for the year too, as well.
These are true things, my friend.
The 50th anniversary of hip hop was last Friday.
That's right.
That's true.
That's true.
It was beautiful. I watched the whole 8-hour show, as I described last week. And it was one of the best looking concerts you could ever. I mean, it was like the hip hop of Woodstock, if you will, whatever shit. It was like almost all the legends were there. I mean, you know, it's funny. I said when I reviewed it last week, I said, shit, that's half of me and Cody's top 10 list, right? I think everybody you named, Cody, was performed there or whatever so far, except for Outkast. And I think almost everybody I named so far has popped up on there too as well. And I was just like, I said, if you want to know what the rest of our list look like, just go watch this show. You might you might get an idea who the rest of these remaining, what are we up to, 6, I think now, or whatever, 6, somewhere around there. So, yeah. So, Cody, just briefly knock off your...
Man,
oh, your artists here.
Yeah, we're getting down here to the nittiest of the grittiest right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many artists, man. Like sometimes you forget about people. Times.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like you watch a movie or something, or like one of your friends will like play a song that reminds you, like, oh shit. Oh yeah, like this dude or like these guys, like these were the ones, like.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had that moment. When was it? It was the other day, actually. And someone put on an old song by this person.
Mm.
And it was crazy because I was like, man, I used to listen to this all the time. I haven't listened to this song in years. And then, you know, you start remembering the words and then you start like putting memories to like that certain song, like when it was like, like when this song came about, like during some moment in the past, you know, you attach certain memories with songs. At least I do. I hear that for those too. So yeah, honestly, yeah, I gotta say, while this he is like a popular, I don't really give him, I guess, as much as his props. I think he gets enough already as it is.
Lil Wayne.
Yes, it's Lil Weezy and baby. Yes, no.
That's Birdman.
Yeah.
Master P, Juvenile,
Silk the Shocker. Yes.
Mister.
Soul Rider. Yes.
Oh shit! It's Rick Ross, ain't it? With Skrillex. Yeah. Skrillex.
No, man, I gotta go with the Notorious B.I.G., my friend.
Man, shit, yeah. That dude's a fucking legend.
I gotta say, man, I gotta say, I don't really go back and listen to a lot of his stuff. I can't tell you why.
Yeah, but
I love the dude's stuff. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, he got hits.
He has plenty of hits, and I hear all the time, but I don't know what it is. For some reason, like a couple weeks ago, one of the homies was playing like one of the songs, Juicy, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, yeah. how good this fucking dude was. And then even the latest Fast Fear show, they had a fire ass song he has with Bone Thugs and Harmony, Notorious Thugs. Fantastic fucking song. I can't tell you how great that song. That's like quintessential 90s hip hop to me. Mm-hmm. Like just the vibe, the lyrics, that collab as well. That shit is absolute fucking amazing track. All his albums fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing this I never got, and I know this is probably a controversial opinion. Well, I think I actually said this before. I think we both kind of alluded to this before. So Biggie versus Tupac debate, that's always a thing for some reason, obviously because they were like top of their empires back in the day, East, West Coast. Oh, but
especially with their record labels that they were with too.
Bad Boy and Death Row.
This is back when record labels actually meant something. I don't think they mean shit today.
I listened to both albums from them both. Multiple times, and every time I come to the conclusion, Notorious B.I.G. wipes the floor with fucking Tupac, and shit ain't even close, honestly. Not even close.
It is hilarious that people didn't realize that till
I'm sorry, died. Like creativity, lyrically, even I'll even say energy wise, and I know that should be controversial to most people, because I think Notorious B.I.G. could be a very energized rapper.
Oh, you ever see that performance he did, dude? Damn, I can't remember which one it was, but you, mm-hmm. I'm gonna send it to you if I can find it. You'll laugh your fucking ass off. And it's pretty famous one he did too, where the DJ kept fucking up and he was like, yo, you fuck up one more time. He was like, he ended up throwing a water bottle at this dude. I think he took his shoe off too. He was like, "What the fuck you doing, man? You killing me, yo!"
Yeah, man. And I think a great example of what I'm talking about as far as like a party anthem, like a fun song, like something that involves like great lyrics, like a gritty backdrop to the lyrics, man, and just a fun, almost chaotic kind of song. Probably one of my favorite songs by him, "Party and Bullshit," man. Yeah. That song, my aunt Nicole introduced me to that song, dude. That is a fun fucking song. It makes you want to tear shit up and have fun while doing it. I love that track by him.
I mean, shit, Biggie really only got like two albums. I mean, he died early in his career, people.
He died very early.
He got murdered early in his career.
Murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah, fortunately.
Yeah, when you say dying, this is back when... it was a lot of stupid shit back then in hip hop, whatever, especially between the whole, I don't even like saying East Coast versus West Coast. Let's be real. It was really just Tupac.
That's really what it was.
I know Snoop Dogg got involved a little bit or whatever. And like, you know, Mobb Deep and shit like that, or whatever. But like, let's be real. It really was just like led on by Tupac and Biggie and shit like that. Biggie, man, I remember the first track I ever heard from Biggie was Hypnotized. First track I should say mainstream, because I heard a shit ton of his like underground stuff back in the day or whatever stuff. But Hypnotized was his first mainstream track I heard. I remember hearing that into Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And I don't know what it was about that track playing when he was running to his Uncle Aaron's apartment or whatever and shit. It just felt like a glove, dude. I was like, man, Biggie. He did. Yeah. Biggie screams so much New York, whatever. So, you know, and Spider-Man's all about being in New York. New York, it's kind of like New York. Wayne's Gotham. You know, you can't take Spider-Man out of New York.
Separate that. Yeah.
can't take Batman out of Gotham, you know, and when you think of New York or whatever, and you hear like a hip, because let's be real, New York is hip hop all the way through. I don't give a damn what color the Spider-Man may be or whatever stuff. New York is hip hop. That is the birthplace of it. And it was something about that, because that's like damn near the opening scene kind of in the movie, whatever. And you hearing Biggie playing.
Pretty much, yeah. Actually, yeah.
You hear Biggie playing, you like, damn, this just fits. It just fits like a glove perfectly. Biggie just had that voice, dude. And you know, Diddy tried to replicate that shit so many times behind signing people on. I remember he had brought that dude Shine in. And Shine had that cool voice, too, whatever, as well. But he didn't have the lyrics even close to Biggie. He had some cool tracks or whatever. But Biggie was just one of a kind, man. And he influenced so many artists growing up in that 90s and whatever stuff. And it's crazy to think how many people quote his shits till today. And and then there's this one famous billionaire artist, too, who just steals his shit blatantly. But we already know who that is, that big lip donkey looking motherfucker. you can't tell me he don't rip his shit off. I mean, I'm just saying. I like when I heard his shit, I was like, man, this dude just fucking camel. I guess that's what you just do. You just ride on the people's backs, huh? Like a real camel and shit, huh? So Biggie was the man, dude. So yeah, that's a damn good artist right there. For your
yeah, man.
That's your number six.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We have a lot of New York on our list, I've noticed, man. It's like, I think it's like almost like 70% New York.
No, it's probably 90. It's 90, yeah.
I think that might be hinting at something. I don't know.
New York,
I don't know. I think that might be hitting at something. New York, I think New York is truly it really is a true mecca of hip hop, man.
I mean, only non-New York artist I've had on mine was Ice Cube 2 weeks ago. So other than that, I ain't got much else to say about the West Coast, to be honest. Yeah. I thought West Coast music wasn't that great, to be honest. It's good for, like, you know, playing in the car down the street or something like that. But as far as, like, you know.
But as far as, like, emotionally, like, resonating.
Yeah, it don't.
It doesn't, yeah.
I think Ice Cube
is not even close.
Closest to West Coast artist to even close when it comes to his writing and his lyrics and stuff like that.
Actually, that's a great point, man. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, Ice Cube.
Holy shit.
As I was talking to somebody the other day, Ice Cube, for me, and this is why he was my number six, he was the first West Coast artist for me. You know, like, it's kind of the game had this one line. He was like, I was the first Compton brother with a New York state of mind, because he was listening to Illmatic, whatever. And it was just like, whenever I heard a New York track, whatever, it always felt like they was painting New York to me. Ice Cube was the first West Coast rapper for me that, like, painted. And I didn't really need to paint, because me and Ice Cube grew up in the same neighborhood. So it was just like, I see everything he's talking about. He's got this story, but he's just adding that West Coast attitude to it as well. And he's just clean. And look, you could tell India NWA, most of their political tracks or social commentary tracks all was written by Ice Cube. And when he left, that shit sucked.
Yep.
That shit sucked. So, I know some people probably bitching right now. What about Kendrick Lamar? Yeah, he sucks.
Shit. Sorry. that would never help on that train. But yeah, man. And Tori's B.I.G., man. That'll be number six. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
So next week, we're wrapping up Rum Month, and we're going into a whole new month, man. I can't believe it. Shit, we almost ended the year. Shit. About to be start waving.
We say this every year, man. It gets quicker and quicker every fucking year, man. That year went by quick. That year went by every fucking year.
I'm about to start dangling mistletoe in front of Cody soon, or whatever. Be like, hey, Cody, I got something for you. He's gonna be like, get the fuck away from me, please.
I'm about to say that's actually that'll be his 10th attempt.
Yeah.
He's been doing this every year since I've known him.
Yes. 1 year it'll work. 1 year. He'll let his guard down someday. Yeah. Get in that. So people, we're gonna get out of here, because I'm not gonna lie, I gotta piss really bad. This is why I do not, when it's Cody's turn, I do not drink water or juice or anything like that. And I made the fucking mistake of doing that today. And I was like, yep, that was a bad idea. Drinking whiskey don't make you gotta piss, but drinking juice, man, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, Should go right through you.
So with that said, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
Man, we want to thank Tequila Ranch. We want to thank Blue Run, West Coast Whiskey Club, whatever. We want to thank everybody that's invited us out to enjoy them and drink their free stuff and do everything that we can with them. So livers will never be the same.
And glasses never be dry.